letting your body relax and also your mind just relax, kind of invoking your own presence, which is really the truth of the inner friend. Your own presence, by its very nature, is who you are, and also everything your mind aspires to be. Your mind aspires to be exactly who you are. Just notice, so just relax, letting your body find its comfortable position, letting go of any stress that might be there, taking some deep breaths. Letting the body become comfortable and oxygenated. And letting your mind, giving it the freedom to just feel and think whatever worries or thoughts or imaginings might be there. Just giving it some time in your presence. Kind of in the warmth of your own being. Let your mind and your body be completely welcomed. The Buddha can welcome the mind and body, but your nature naturally is welcoming. And just for a moment, and we're not going to spend our time here right now, but just for a few moments we'll spend acknowledging the little ones inside, seeing how everybody's doing. Letting them know we're going to call on them later to participate in this exercise we're going to do, but that you're just checking in for now. says we need to take care of the little ones inside and our relationship with them. We also need to learn how to be with all of the people who are close to us or in our circle, whether they're still alive or they've passed away, they're still being carried in our psyche one way or another. We need to also have a welcoming relationship in the end with each person who plays a role in your life, and then with all beings that you come in contact with. But let's just work with the circle of people that we are carrying around inside of us. So as though sitting in one room or off to the side are all of the people that you know, your family, your friends, the people you work with, maybe your clients or the people that you have to deal with in your life or had significant dealings with in the past, like an ex-lover, boyfriend, or partner, or your parents, brothers and sisters, people that you know have, or very good friends, and people that have affected you positively and negatively. So what I would like you to do in your imagination is one by one, as though you're standing in one place, and each person, standing or sitting, whatever's comfortable to you, each person, one by one, comes, and you just address each other. It can be, you know, with the Swedish hugs, when that's, or Norwegian hugs, or our huggy world that we have here. That may be the way that you address each other, or maybe more formal, where you're saying, I'm so glad to see you, or whatever. Whatever type of exchange is there. And whenever there is a positive exchange, then when you have done that greeting mutually, then that person will just continue on. But there will probably be one, two, three, or a few people where the greeting is difficult, it is not positive. Even if you would like it to be, there's something, some closure there. And so those group of people, they should go into a waiting room, because we want to work individually with at least one or two of them. So let's just start that process one by one. The people that you have some stress with, let them go into a waiting room, and the others go on their way. Okay? Mm. There might be just a few words exchanged between you and the other, positive or negative. your time doing this, but when you're finished, then other people in the waiting room, there may be one that you want to work with, or maybe there's some in there that are kind of easy, and you might want to just deal with them first. But what you want to say to them, you want to tell them exactly how you feel, not in a mean way, not in an angry way, just in an honest way, taking responsibility for your feelings. You can kind of, one good way is to say, you know, I feel like this. This is how I feel, or this is how you make me feel. This is how I feel when I'm with you. Or this is how I feel about what happened. Then you just say what it is, and as honestly, as real as you can. And then you let them tell you how they feel. Let them respond. And your psyche, you know, has them really interjected. They're living inside of you. You're carrying them around with you. So they can actually, what you're carrying, the one you're carrying around, can actually talk with you and tell you exactly how they feel. Then you can have, once you've had that exchange, you can also have your little ones inside, a little girl or a boy inside, tell how he or she feels. And their little girl or boy can tell how they feel. And then once you've had that exchange, you can offer it up to Bhagwan. If there's any type of resolution that takes place within you, you can tell them that. If not, you can say something like, I would like to work on it because I don't want to carry this inside. You can say, let's hand this over to Bhagwan and let him help us to resolve this. Something like that. Don't expect there to be a resolution or not a resolution. There just is what there is. But once you finish with that, if it's something that took a short period of time, you can do another one. If it takes a longer, it might take the whole, if it's a difficult one, you might spend the whole time on it. So just see how it goes. take little breaks, gently relaxing your body, relaxing your mind, just gently turning your attention toward Bhagavan, toward your own presence. Just pulling back a little bit when you need to. Just focusing gently on your own being. As though it's a safe, loving sanctuary. And then if you want to continue, you can continue, or just let yourself relax and just deeply abide in your own presence, in your body and mind, just sort of diving into that. Submerging yourself into your being. Start letting yourself now relax. Feel your body. some deep breaths to let your body relax even more. As you slowly wind up this exercise, have a few more minutes, you can take your time. I just want you to come back a little bit more into your body. A little bit more into your own presence. You know, some of these relationships, the one that you might be in right now that you're going to close for the time being, it's one that you can continue to revisit. So you can talk about that after the meditation. You can let all the ones in the waiting room go for now. And the one that you're with, and make another date. If you choose to. Let yourself slowly come back into the room, and then I'll talk about this for a few minutes before we close the session. We carry a lot inside because we carry all of our relationships, good and bad, the deep relationships we've had, all of them are there inside, along with all of the affect that goes along with them. And the affect means the emotion or the tears or the hurt or the happiness, all of it is carried inside, contained in that dyad. Like say maybe it's you and your mother, or you and your ex-partner. That's a dyad, it's two people. And it's two people together have an emotional reality that both of them are carrying, not just one. Both of them are carrying this emotion, or emotions, equally really. It's like two sides of a coin. And so in this exercise, which is something that you can do as part of your meditation. You don't have to spend all of the meditation, but you can take one person, one where there's one problem, and do this exercise. you first always want to get yourself kind of in a relaxed position like we did, and invoke that inner presence, that inner friend, where there's a safety, the safety of your being, which is there, you know, behind, holding this interaction. And then by bringing the dyad together in this imaginal space, then there will be often a lot of emotion, a lot of feeling that is evoked, and it is held by both people. It's held by the introject of the other and the image of yourself, you know. And both sides of that dyad have something to say. That was, you know, not just one side. You're carrying in you both sides. It's an amazing thing. And both sides have feelings. Both sides have a perspective. And so when you start talking back and forth, letting the other talk, you talk, a lot of things are released. And then we have to let the little ones talk also, say how they feel. Because much of the deep emotion that is held by the little ones. You know, they have something to say. Like, for instance, say you're talking with an ex-partner. The little one can be holding all kinds of hurts or guilt or abandonment issues, all kinds of things that really originated when you were a little child. So it goes back to there, you know. And a lot of the suffering we have when we have some sort of a breakup or whatnot is that the little one is abandoned again or hurt again, you know. And so she needs or he needs to have a chance to talk, and the other person's little one needs to talk. Then you start feeling compassion for each other one, because both little ones feel hurt and abandoned and left out, and what are they going to do now, and all kinds of things, you know. And if you happen to be having the dialogue with your parental figure, then there's all kinds of, for most of us, all kinds of things going on for both the parent and the child. And their child, they also have a child inside. You know? And so when you're talking as in the imagination, you're talking as an adult, greeting your father, greeting your mother. You know, the mother has a little one. You have a little one. And there was whatever, for most of us, especially my generation, our parents didn't have any psychology to speak of. Mm-hmm. No way to talk about those things. No way even to be conscious of them. They just lived with all of that contained, with no voice, you know. And so it's hard for them to even... If I sit with my father internally, he could never say anything, and he still can't. Because he can't. He wasn't brought up that way. You know? It's very moving. So this is, could be very hard, very emotional. Those emotions are good. They're very healthy. If it gets too hard, you can just come back into yourself and then revisit it. And let it just... Let those emotions, let it cry out. Or don't be afraid of those feelings, because we're carrying them inside. And then once we bring consciousness to them, and then we relate to them, you know, then they become cared for. You know, it's just like your little child is crying. The feelings are so terribly hurt, or what has ever happened, that they can come and be on your lap and cry it out and be with you. And then a little while to just get up and run away and play. It's all gone. Yeah? But they need to be that. They need that love and consciousness relationship, you know, so that they can heal. So sometimes this exercise is initially overwhelming, just like when you're doing inner child work. Initially, it can be overwhelming, like for some people. It was like this for me. When I first started doing it, it's not one little child raise their hand. It's like a whole bunch of them all at once. Because Because I had never gone in and been with any of those parts of myself. Yeah. So sometimes, depending on your situation and how much contemplation and whatnot you've done, sometimes most of the contemplation time is this inner child work. Because that is actually what's needed. That's what your psyche needs, you know, to take care of all of that, so that everyone inside feels loved, feels cared for, feels heard. And then when that's the case, it might take some time to accomplish that. You don't have to do it all. You can meditate, you can do whatever you want. But I'm just saying that a lot of times that it's almost like a vortex. It's asking, those parts are asking for your attention to be listened to. And then after some time, when you go to contemplate, you go, does anybody have anything to say inside? And, oh, we're fine. Yeah. That's after some time often, you know. And then it's like the unconscious welcomes your contemplation. And so then you can have a very wonderful, deep absorption, because the unconscious also is ready to kind of absorb itself. But until then, there's some resistance because there's things in the unconscious that want your attention, you know. They don't want to be bypassed. You know this word, bypass? It's like you're kind of trying to skirt around these issues. And instead, in contemplation, it's better to be with them because they're kind of first in line, you know. So to spend your time, it's very valuable time. Because your whole psyche starts to open up in depth, feel cared for, feel loved, you know, feel wanted. Because you've spent time working with all of those parts and being with them in a good mother, good father way. Okay. So.